How are people saved? What's the means by which a person can have a relationship with God? Well, our own righteousness can never accomplish it. We can't gain acceptance before God by ourselves. But that which we lack, God provides through faith in Jesus Christ. By faith, we obtain the righteousness of God Himself. What a glorious gift He's given us. Welcome to the Wisdom Journey with Stephen Davey. This lesson is called Sola Fide, Faith Alone.
I'll never forget standing with my wife in a beautiful park in the city of Geneva, Switzerland. We stood there gazing at what's called the Reformation Wall. It's a memorial wall that stretches 300 feet in length and rises about 30 feet high. Well, carved into that stone wall are statues of 10 men, including John Calvin, Theodore Beza. These were leaders of the Protestant Reformation. They brought the church in Europe out of the Dark Ages by telling the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, chiseled into the stone of that wall are the Latin words that translated into English mean, after darkness, light. You know, one of the key doctrines that had been all but lost in the corrupt Roman church going back through those centuries, well, that was fanned back into flame by these very brave reformers. After centuries of darkness in church history, it gave birth to the Protestant church. And that key doctrine, which, by the way, still separates false religion from the truth, is the doctrine of sola fide. Now, sola fide is Latin for faith alone, and it refers to the doctrine of justification, how one is declared right with God. How can anybody be right with God? How can you really be sure you're going to heaven? How do you get there? It is by faith alone. Back there on the eve of the Protestant Reformation was Martin Luther. He was a converted monk. He was a university professor in Wittenberg, Germany, and he was the spark of light. He was this persistent voice that called the corrupted church back to the Bible. In fact, Martin Luther wrote this now more than 500 years ago. Here's what he said. Sola fide is the article with and by which the church stands, without which it falls. Without sola fide, or faith alone, the world is utter death and darkness. Martin Luther would say that this passage we're about to look at was a passage that literally opened the doors of heaven. And so it's no surprise then for us that we're going to take some time looking at this very important passage. We're now in Romans chapter 3, and this is where the Apostle Paul explains the doctrine of justification. These next few verses, verses 21 through 26, have been called by evangelical theologians the most important paragraph of Scripture in the book of Romans. Why? Well, because this paragraph explains that justification, being made right with God, is sola fide, that is, by faith alone. And yes, these verses effectively unlock the gates of heaven. Well, now, Paul begins by grabbing our attention here in verse 21 where he writes, but now, let's just stop for a moment here. We could spend the entire session on those two words, but now, but we won't. But have you ever thought about the significance of this little contrastive conjunction, but? It can make all the difference in the world. Have you ever interviewed for a job and you were told, you know, we like everything about you and your resume, but... Or maybe on the positive side, perhaps you've said the doctors told us we would never be able to have children, but your personal testimony might say something like, you know, most of my life I ran from God, but. Well, let me tell you, for nearly three chapters here in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul has revealed the darkness of sin, the depth of human depravity, the coming judgment of God, that no one is justified before God, that no one is right with God, no one is good enough to ever hope to live forever with God. Paul even ended the previous verses by showing us that all of sinful mankind standing before a holy God will have no excuse, no defense, and no hope. Only darkness and despair. Oh, but now, everything is going to change. Paul says here, in effect, listen, everything I've said about sin and mankind and hopelessness and judgment is true, but now. Yes, the darkness of sin has been declared, but now, the deliverance of salvation is going to be declared. Paul writes here in verse 21 again, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it." Now, when Paul says here that God's righteousness has been revealed apart from the law, he's saying this righteousness that I am about to describe to you has nothing to do with the keeping of the law. By the way, a person who thinks he's going to heaven today because he's been a good person, he's kept the law, well, he's deceived on two counts. First, he's deceived because he's actually not kept God's law and he just won't admit it. He's a sinner. Second, he's deceived because he doesn't realize that justification, it has nothing to do with being good or keeping the law. It's not the righteousness of man that saves you. It is the righteousness of God. We have nothing to offer God but our sin. God has everything to give to us, and he begins by giving us his righteousness. Now, Paul says this isn't really a new idea. He says this goes all the way back to the prophets. This gospel goes all the way back to Moses. Again, he says here in verse 21 that the law and the prophets bear witness to the manifestation of God's righteousness. In other words, the truth of the gospel appeared in the law, or namas in the Greek language refers here to the law of Moses, the books of Moses. This is the Pentateuch, the five books of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The prophets refers to the rest of the Old Testament writings. So together, the law, the Pentateuch, and the prophets refer to the entirety of the Old Testament. If you go back to the beginning, you have the promise of a redeemer back in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. You have the system of sacrifices that will cover sin throughout the Old Testament. You have the prophecy of a suffering Savior in Isaiah 53. It all bore witness to the truth of God's righteousness and the need for a final sacrifice. And that's going to be accomplished through the death of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. That's why Paul says here that the gospel isn't new. The gospel is actually the old story, as the hymn writer put it. The law and the prophets promised salvation. They preached it. And through the sacrifices of those animals, it all pointed to the final sacrifice of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Now, not only has the deliverance been announced, but the deliverer has been introduced. Romans chapter 3, now at verse 22, goes on to clarify here that this is the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. So our hope today is not in becoming righteous by ourselves, but in placing our faith in Jesus Christ alone. The Apostle Peter preached the same gospel of faith in Christ when he said back in the book of Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 that there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So the first thing you need to understand about salvation is that it isn't something you do for God. It's something God's Son has done for you. Salvation isn't something you earn or merit by offering yourself to God. It is something you receive as a gift because Jesus offered himself for you. You see, we've broken God's law. We're without excuse, Paul has explained already. We'll never be able to do enough good things to counterbalance the scales of our sinful thoughts and actions. We're all guilty, entirely guilty, before a holy God. But now there is hope for us hopeless people. There's pardon for us sinful people. There's grace for us guilty people. How? Sola fide. Through faith alone, or as Paul writes here, through faith in Jesus Christ. You see, when we place our faith in Christ alone, asking Him to become our Savior, He answers us. He gives us the gift of salvation, and the gates of heaven swing open for you and me. Let me tell you, this plan of salvation, this grace of God's free gift through faith in Christ is truly amazing. You know, I couldn't help but think of that great hymn of the faith we've been singing for centuries as a church, lyrics written by a converted slave trader who really never got over his amazement at the grace of God. John Newton wrote these words back in 1772. The first stanza goes like this: "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." You see, after darkness, there's light. Well, until we set sail again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
This very important lesson from God's Word is called Sola Fide, faith alone. This is the Wisdom Journey with Stephen Davey. Stephen is the president of Wisdom International and your teacher for this daily program. Learn more about us at wisdomonline.org. Once you get there, you can access the entire collection of Stephen's Bible teaching resources. Stephen has a collection of full-length sermons through the book of Romans. If you'd like to go deeper into your study of today's passage in Romans 3 or the entire book of Romans, those sermons are posted online. They're available free and on demand at wisdomonline.org. Go there anytime. You'll be strengthened and encouraged through the biblically faithful resources you'll find there. Thanks again for listening. Join us back here next time to continue your wisdom journey through the Bible.